The names and nature of Scripture. Scripture gives testimony to itself, and throughout the Bible we find the assertion that this is the Word of Almighty God. Jesus himself affirmed this claim by both appealing to the Scriptures to establish his person and authority, and by submitting to the Word himself, even unto death. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Matthew 5:18. Furthermore, he ascribed the same divinely appointed authority to his own words. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Matthew 24:35. The Bible is a divine library of 66 books, separate yet related, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New. Though a compilation of 66 books, it is in fact one unified book, with one ultimate author, God himself. Divine testimony in Scripture. Though written through men, the Scriptures are in fact God's word to men. The Scriptures refer to themselves over 2,000 times as the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the living Word. The Bible is the written Word. Both are the Logos. The living Word is revealed in the written Word, and the written Word leads us to the living Word. They are one. Look up the following Scriptures. References are taken from the New King James Version of the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Ezekiel 1:3. Colossians 3:16. Philippians 2:16. Romans 10:8. Romans 1:2. Daniel 10:21. Hebrews 5:12. The word oracle means the speaking place. The Bible is the speaking place of God. As ministers of the word, we are to speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. Always remember, this is no ordinary book we are dealing with. The Word of God has a supernatural nature and an inherent power to accomplish what I send it for. It is not an intellectual word, but a word of spirit and life. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12 NKJV. For our preaching of the glad tidings, the gospel, came to you not only in word, but also in its own inherent power and in the Holy Spirit and with great conviction and absolute certainty on our part. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 Amplified. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11 NKJV.